You are listening to Real Bible Answers, a weekly podcast of Life Heritage Ministries with teacher and author, Dr. Keith Augustus Burton.
Welcome to another edition of Real Bible Answers, where the answers are always realistic, exegetical, applicable, and lasting. The question for today. Dear Dr. Burton, Revelation 18:4 tells us that we have to come out of Babylon. Is Babylon a religious power or a political one? Well, you know, Babylon is first mentioned in the book of Revelation in Revelation chapter 14, verse 8, which appears to be a prelude to chapters 17 and 18, where it's discussed in further detail. Now, it is obvious that it refers to an entity with global power, with global authority. Now, when elaborated upon in chapters 17 and 18, we find that Babylon is described as a woman, more specifically a whore or a prostitute in 17:1. Here she sits on a scarlet beast, and she has seven heads and ten horns, and apparently this is supposed to refer to the same beast that we see described in chapters 12 and 13 of Revelation. Now, based on the fact that Babylon is depicted as a woman, there are some who believe that she is supposed to be the antagonist to the woman clothed with the celestial elements in Revelation chapter 12, verse 1. Now, given the fact that the woman of Revelation 12 appears to be a symbol of physical and spiritual Israel, those who believe that the two are supposed to be opposed to each other conclude that the woman of Revelation 17 and 18 must then represent a false system of religion. However, in the context of Revelation 12, we find that it's the beast who is the real antagonist, and of course that beast represents the devil. Further, when we look at chapter 13, we see that it spells out that this beast has a religious agenda and, of course, has to refer to some sort of religious entity. Now, the woman in chapter 17 and 18, we find that she sits on the beast. And so, yes, she apparently does work in conjunction with the beast, but as one who sits on the beast, not one who is the beast. Now, when we look at the description of the Babylonian woman, we notice that she is ornately adorned, Revelation 17, verse 4. Now, apparently, the Revelator aims to show that she is dressed like a high-priced prostitute. Now, when we think of the task of a prostitute, we know that it's to offer gratification to lustful impulses. And apparently, this prostitute is so successful in what she does that she has universal control over every earthly kingdom and much of the earth's population. Now, further insights into the identity of this Babylon is provided in chapter 18, where the woman is depicted as a source of wealth for the merchants of the earth. Not only did she provide them with lavish material goods, but she also kept them supplied with slaves and entertainment. Given the vivid details in this chapter, it appears as if Babylon is more of a political power than a religious one. More specifically, she seems to represent the hedonistic capitalism that has mesmerized humanity for millennia and continues to widen the gulf between the rich and the poor. And so, very briefly in a nutshell, Babylon does indeed appear to be a political power, an economic political power. And of course, this wasn't a part of the question, but the call to come out of her is basically a warning that we ought not get trapped up with the things of this world. Take care now, and I hope this answered your question. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to Real Bible Answers. If you have a Bible question for Dr. Burton, you may send it to BibleAnswers@lifeheritage.org. Again, that's BibleAnswers@lifeheritage.org. Or you can send it via MP3 to BibleAnswers@podomatic.com. That's BibleAnswers@podomatic.com. Feel free to visit the Life Heritage webpage on www.lifeheritage.org, from where you can access a number of services to help your spiritual life. We also appreciate your donations, which can be given securely online with your credit card, or if you prefer, you may send a check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. That's Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama, 35749. Again, thanks for listening, and always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.